Good morning. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this place. Thank you that we could gather in person again. And thank you just for your faithfulness and your love and your grace upon us, God. Thank you that you are with us. Thank you that you allow us to come into your presence and to hear from you and to pray to you. So pray that you would release your presence upon us today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we're continuing on with our series on the fruit of the Spirit, the result of us living according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it's the evidence of the Holy Spirit living in our hearts, living in our lives. And today we're looking at faithfulness. Faithfulness. As I was meditating on faithfulness, I thought it was interesting that faithfulness is considered a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Because I think I was looking at faithfulness as something that we do, right? The fruit of the Spirit is born out of our faithfulness in practicing the spiritual disciplines, for example, right? As we are faithful in praying and meditating and spending time with God, these fruits are born out of those times of faithfulness before God. But faithfulness is also one of the fruits that comes out of our spiritual disciplines. So what I began to see is that faithfulness begets faithfulness, right? As we remain faithful in the spiritual disciplines, the Holy Spirit then produces more faithfulness in our hearts. That's cool, right? As we strive to be faithful before God in practicing these disciplines and drawing closer to Him, the Spirit of God produces more faithfulness, which in turn will help us to be faithful more, and then it will produce more faithfulness. So it's great. It's a positive cycle of growth. And also another thing that I realized is our faithfulness, even our initial faithfulness with the spiritual disciplines, really does not come out of our own strength and striving, but it is a result of God's mercy. Because faithfulness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. That means our initial decision to be faithful with the disciplines, we may think that we are the ones convincing ourselves and choosing this path of faithfulness, but really it is only by the mercy of God. So as we speak about the spiritual disciplines throughout this summer, I think we have to recognize even our desire to practice the disciplines and our decision to be faithful in those disciplines, it only comes through the mercy of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. So that's just a quick meditation on faithfulness that I wanted to share with you as I was thinking about this message. Most of us, I think, would know what faithfulness is, right? We have an idea of what it means to be faithful. What does it mean to be a faithful servant of God, a faithful child of God, a faithful pastor, a faithful leader, a faithful father? It's staying committed for a long time, persevering, enduring, These are some of the ideas we have with faithfulness. Staying committed, a long-term commitment, and preserving our commitment. Persevering in it, enduring in it. The first thing I want to share with us is the kind of faithfulness that we're talking about, that I believe Paul is talking about, the fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness, is faithfulness before God. We are called to be faithful before God, and it's glorious. Usually the term faithfulness is used when someone perseveres in doing something unnoticed, right? When somebody is faithfully doing something, or I shouldn't use the word faithful, when somebody is committed in doing something, practicing something, and he or she goes unnoticed, but he or she continues to persevere and endure in doing that right thing, that's when we consider that person to be faithful. It's the lack of immediate recognition that qualifies someone to be faithful. So, for example, a faithful mom, right? The children are rarely ever grateful, right? Our kids are too young to really show true gratitude. And teenagers are just ungrateful. And then as we get older and become adults, we get self-absorbed with all of our own busyness. We rarely ever turn back to our parents. Maybe I should do that, you know? To show our gratitude and to recognize, wow, you have been so faithful. But it's that lack of recognition. The mom waking up all the time, working so hard, trying to be a take care of the kids, goes unnoticed. But it's that very fact that she is unnoticed. We say, wow, what a faithful mom. It could be a faithful employee who goes unnoticed but chooses to do the right thing, chooses to serve the company, serve others in their team. It could be a faithful employer who goes unnoticed but is always looking for ways to serve their team, to serve their employees. Though unnoticed, we are motivated by something greater than a desire to be recognized, right? We're not doing the thing because the primary motivation is not, I want to be recognized for this thing. We're motivated by love. We're motivated by a desire to see this person develop or grow. We're motivated by something else, and therefore we can endure the periods of going unnoticed and therefore can be faithful. And I think that's the thing with God. Our faithfulness before God, you know, the thing is, of course, God always notices us and sees us in our faithfulness, but it's not always immediate. We don't always know or feel His recognition. It's not like an immediate recognition that we can feel by somebody pointing it out and saying thank you or noticing us in that way. But we're motivated by a desire to love God and to glorify God, and that practice qualifies us to be called faithful before God. I want to share with you a story. R.T. shares this story in one of his books. He says he was preaching, a guest speaker at this church, and he delivered this message at this church, and after the message was done, to his surprise, nobody in the church, even the pastor that had invited him, gave him any feedback at all. Nobody said to him, wow, RT, that was a great message. Thank you for sharing. Or, you know, nobody came up to him, nobody said anything to him, and so he felt uneasy, and he felt this desire to kind of fish for comments and compliments, like saying things like, oh, I hope the message was a blessing to you, or, you know, whatever, like just fishing for something. But Holy Spirit kept him from doing so, but just internally he was like, how come nobody's saying anything? Did I do a good job? And on the way home, he's still thinking about it as he's driving home. And then he says the father spoke to him in his heart and basically said something to the effect of, you haven't asked me. How about my opinion? Do you want to know what I thought about your sermon? And RT was convicted and he realized, oh, I had been doing it for the praise of man. And he repented and he went before God and he asked God, how did I do? What did you think of my message? I don't know if he shares with us what God said. So I don't know. But I love that picture. You know, I love that picture of recognizing, understanding that everything that we do as a follower of Christ, now we're doing it before God. We're not doing it for someone else's recognition, someone else to say, wow, that was really good, or man, I appreciate how you are so faithful in leading this ministry or serving here. Whatever, you know? But we're motivated by this understanding that God sees everything that we're doing. And every day, all day, every day, we live throughout each day asking the Lord, God, what do you think of this? What do you want me to do today? How do you want me to interact with this person at this restaurant? You know, how do you want me to interact with my parents, with my children? And I want to be faithful to you. I want to do it because you're the one asking me to do it. And I want to be faithful to you. By the way, I just want to say, Jason, he's sitting right here, he has been faithfully opening up our sanctuary every morning. He comes to EMP early every morning, opens it up, sets up all our check-in systems. So I want to thank you for that, Jason. And I know he's not doing it for this recognition. But imagine, Jason, waking up in the morning wanting to do this before God, right? It's like, oh, I want to be faithful to the Lord. I want to be faithful to the church. I want to go and open this place up. I'm sure there are days when he doesn't necessarily, it's not the most pressing thing on his heart. It's not the thing that he most wants to do. But it does it before God. So yeah. So number one, yeah, I think it's we are called to be faithful before God. Our motivation is to glorify God, and I think it's glorious when we think about that. When we think that every action that doesn't matter that nobody else sees it. I remember when I was a younger person, kind of earlier on in our church, and it just happened from time to time because we didn't have many staff. It was just Pastor Sam Kim and myself. Eventually Kenny joined, but there were just, I remember a few times where church would finish, we would all hang out, and then people would go. We didn't have a cleanup system or anything like that, and every once in a while everybody else would go home. And I would be in the church by myself, and I would want to just kind of clean up, throw out the trash or something. And those moments, I remember distinctly feeling so much joy, you know? Because I was like, wow, everybody's gone, but God is here, and God is with me as I'm cleaning and taking out the trash. And what a glorious thing that God is here with me, noticing me. And, you know, I'm not saying like I'm such a faithful person, but I think that kind of understanding is so powerful, you know, whatever it is, whatever ministry you're leading, whatever work that you're doing, nobody else may notice your decision to forgive someone or your decision to treat someone with grace or, you know, to speak in a certain way, but God notices it. And if we have that understanding of that imagination, you know, of God seeing you right at that time, and wanting to kind of seek his opinion, I think it would help us to remain faithful in whatever it is that we're doing. It's already 7:25. I had two more points. Maybe I'll just say them. The second point was that it's delayed reward. Faithfulness is delayed reward. Right? Faithfulness requires a long time. Eugene Peterson has a book on the spiritual disciplines called A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. And I think that book title is such a beautiful title, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. And that's a good picture of faithfulness. It's a long obedience in the same direction. We're doing the same thing. It may get boring. We may get frustrated because we don't always get the reward. We don't always get to see the result of what we're doing. But faithfulness means we stay committed to it for a long time, for a delayed period, without necessarily seeing the reward of our actions. And, you know, it could be spiritual disciplines, but it could be any kind of activity that God calls us to do. God calls us to minister, be a witness in our work, and maybe we try here and there, we share the love of Jesus, and people don't respond. You know, you try to act in love and grace and forgiveness toward other people. People don't notice it. In fact, people just take advantage of you because of your, your demeanor maybe, or your decision, your choice to not self-promote. But faithfulness means, man, these things happen, and sometimes we don't get the immediate reward, but we're believing that in God, eventually, we will be rewarded. Eventually, in the Lord, the reward may not be of this world, but we will be rewarded. And the Hebrews passage in Hebrews chapter 11, I think it's chapter 11, the faith chapter. You know, the word faith and faithfulness in the Greek is actually the same word, which means for us to be faithful, for us to practice faithfulness requires faith, or it's linked to faith. And I think all those people mentioned in Hebrews 11 as picture of faith. It's the hall of faith, right? All these people that remained, maintained their faith, they were faithful to God because they had faith that God would reward them eventually. Right? And on earth, some of them never even got the thing that they were believing in God for. But at the end of our lives, we're going to stand before God and to hear the Lord say, "Man, I saw everything that you did, and I'm so proud of you. Well done, my good and faithful servant." That reward is coming, you know, and it's a delayed reward. You may not get it right away, but faithfulness means we stay in it even though it's delayed. The third point was that faithfulness is difficult. Faithfulness is difficult. If a certain behavior was easy, you wouldn't really, like if, I don't know, somebody that wakes up at noon every day and watches TV every day. Let's say he did that for 20 years. You wouldn't say, "Wow, what a faithful watcher of TV," right? You would, like that. That's not, because it doesn't require any effort. It's people that IP team, you know, that come every week Friday 7:30, even though they're tired, and they seek the Lord and they pray for the church. That's faithfulness, right? Somebody like Sterling that comes every Thursday, every Saturday, EMP leads worship. It's early morning. That's faithful. It's difficult, but we call that faithfulness. And I was reminded of a quote from Pastor Sam. I don't know if he got it from, he might have gotten it from, I think it's just a well-known phrase, but it's, "Anything worth anything costs something. I think that's right. Anything worth anything costs something. Right? Anything that is worth anything, right? If it's a important enough thing, there's going to be a cost to be paid. And whatever God is calling us to do, it's worth a lot. But because it's an important thing, there's going to be a cost, to a price that we have to pay. And if we can persevere and endure in those things, we're going to be called faithful. And I wanted to say faithfulness is difficult, but it's worth it. Right? It's worth it because it's unto the Lord. Right? At the end of the day, anything that we do, as we've already talked about, our faithfulness before God, our obedience to whatever it is that God's calling us to do, it's unto the Lord. And therefore, no matter how difficult it is, it's worth it because it's the greatest cause. It's unto the Lord. It's for His glory and for His pleasure. And so we can say, man, this is difficult. Waking up early, fasting, the disciplines, giving up certain things. Man, these things are difficult, but it's always worth it because it's unto the Lord and it's going to glorify God and it's going to please God. And if it's going to please our Father in heaven, then who cares that it's a little, you know, that it costs something. It costs a little bit of sleep. It costs a little bit of pleasure or entertainment or convenience. It's worth it. And so, yeah, let's just meditate on this topic of faithfulness. Sterling is going to lead us in a song, but let's just go before the Lord and let's ask God, Father God, am I faithful? Am I faithful to you? You know, if let's say we were to, you know, end our lives today, or our lives were to end today, is God going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Wow, you have persevered and you lived with the understanding that all of your actions are unto me. And I knew that you were thinking of me when you did these things. And let me tell you, I saw you, right? I noticed everything that you did, every choice that you made to glorify me, to please me, to love somebody, to sacrifice your own comfort, your own desires. I saw it, I noticed it, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so pleased with you. So yeah, let's just meditate on that. Let's ask the Father about our own faithfulness, and let's sing this song together.
The nails in your hands, the nails in your feet, they tell me how much you love me. The throes on your brow, they tell me how you've borne so much shame to love me. And when the heavens pass away, all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say just how much you love me. So I wanted to say, the nails in your hands, the nails in your feet, they tell me how much you love me. The throes on your brow, they tell me how you love you. And when the heavens pass away, all your scars will still remain. And forever they will say, just how much you love me. To say forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. And when the heavens pass away, all your scars will still remain. And forever they will say, just how much you love me. So I wanted to say, forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. My life is yours.
Thank you, Lord. Just want to say one more verse. Colossians 3:22-23. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And I think, even though this specific passage is directed at slaves in that time period, I think we can apply it to us in any setting. Parents, love your children and do it not only, I don't know, to control them or to make sure that you build a good relationship with them, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord, and do it as you're doing it unto the Lord. You know, leaders, lead your people well with love and with hard work. Not only just to, you know, be impressive or just to do a good job of leading them, but do it for the Lord, unto the Lord, you know, pastors, teachers, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I like that. Verse 23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. And I think when we maintain that attitude throughout the day, every day, we're going to be faithful before God. So, God, I just pray that you would help us in everything that we do, God, that we would be faithful before you, Lord, that we would be aware, you know, that you see us, your eye is upon us, God, and help us to do everything for your glory, for your pleasure. Help us to have this, to me, it's glorious, the glorious vision to see, amen, you are looking at us, you're looking down and you're pleased with our choices and our actions, even though nobody else may see what we do. So I pray that you would help us to be faithful before you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Let's pray. Even in EMP prayer, we can be faithful, right? We can be faithful in praying, even though we're not seeing immediate results. Sometimes we want to remain faithful in prayer because God hears our prayers and He sees our prayers. I do want to share good news. Ingrid, the tests came back from her biopsy, and it's confirmed that she doesn't have to do chemotherapy, which was one of the things that she had been praying for. So we're very thankful for that. And Isaac just went for a lung scan 2 days ago. So we just pray that the result will be good, that it will show that the nodules have reduced in size or is removed, Okay, so let's pray. Let's pray for our people on this list. Let's pray for the friends, family members who are ill and also in need of salvation. Let's pray that God would intervene and bring healing and also salvation to our friends. Infirmities slide. Let's pray for our church members and family members who have various infirmities. Let's pray for healing and strength to come upon our friends. Let's pray for the COVID slide. Actually, could we add Lyman? Lyman is L-A-I-M-A-N. That's Isaac's mom, actually. So she's quite worried because I think, you know, obviously we don't want Isaac to be affected by this. So let's pray for Isaac's family, for protection, healing for his mom, Lyman. And pray for Catherine Vogel. She was in quarantine. They just came back, her family, but then she tested positive while in quarantine. So pray for her and her family as well. And then Mary and Solomon. So let's pray. Let's pray for protection. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for people that are looking for jobs. Let's pray for God's provision. Let's pray for God's guidance and leadership over them. Let's go to our Thursday prayer focus. Let's pray for SP Singh, SP Indonesia, SP Filipino. Let's pray for P. Ernie as well. Let's pray for healing for him and Shimmy. They also have COVID. They should be on the list as well, actually. So let's pray for them. Pray for just covering for them. Actually, I heard from our helpers yesterday that there was a huge earthquake in the Philippines. So let's just cover spill. There might be sisters in the ministry whose families are affected by that. So let's just pray for peace. Let's pray that God would really come and move. And just pray for wisdom and guidance for them. Let's pray for all three of the churches, but let's pray especially for spill. Pray for our education ministries, SP Kids, SP Youth, SPU. Pray for the leaders, Lisa, Donald, and Grace. Let's pray for God to move through these ministries and for all the students to really encounter the Lord through these ministries. Let's pray. Let's pray for our prayer ministry, prayer and healing ministries, IP team, the well and river. Let's pray for God to move through each of these ministries, that there will be healing and deliverance that comes through river and the well, and the IP team will really hear from God. Let's pray for all the leaders and team members, that God's protection will be over them, covering will be over them. In their personal lives, they will experience the goodness and grace of God over them. So let's pray for these teams. Let's pray for our local outreach ministries, Igape, Homie, SB Lights, Bridge Recreation, and today's outreach, Lights and Homie. Let's pray for God to lead these ministries and for God to move through them, and pray for volunteers, especially for Igape. And let's pray that our church would be able to be a blessing to our city. Pray for our pregnancies in our church, Tayon, in SP Korea, Hina, and there's other moms who are pregnant right now. Let's pray for God's protection over the moms and the babies. Let's pray for strength for the moms. Let's pray for safe and smooth deliveries. Let's pray for our lunchtime Bible study today with Pastor Navarro. Let's pray for anointing upon him and for a really nice, helpful, fruitful time of studying the Word. Thank you, God. Help us, Lord, to be faithful before you. Thank you, God, that you are so faithful to us, God, to love us, to strengthen us, to convict us, to lead us, to guide us, God. We're so grateful for your love and for who you are, and help us to be faithful to you as well. Today, God, help us to be faithful. Help us to practice that. We give this day to you, and we love you, we worship you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today.